Today, we're meeting with Ashegul Aksak, Action Coach Master Licensee for the country of Turkey. She will take us on her journey from a career in banking to becoming a successful entrepreneur in the world of franchising. Her inspiring story of breaking the culture barrier as a woman in a male-dominated society is quite amazing. So, let's get started. Ashegul, what do you feel are the main three elements that you would have or would need to be successful in franchising?
Very good question. First of all, as it is valid for all businesses, but to share the mission of the franchise organization is the first key, I think. So I call it the passion partners. So I think this is the first thing. And the second thing is, franchising is the best thing to be successful for average people. It democratizes the chances. So instead of inventing everything by yourself, trying to use and get the benefit of the systems of that franchise, that mindset is the second key, I think, because it's a fast track for the dreams to use such a system. And if we talk about the third one, to be on the mindset of to make a difference by using that franchise system, I think, which we have that chance with Action Coach. So these can be summarized like that.
And do you think, is there one particular trait that you need to have inside you to be successful in the franchise
the business? Threat, you are saying, right?
A trait, talent that you would need to have, that you're...
I think to align with the systems, to be a good user and good learning of the franchise systems is one of the best talents, and curiosity. Whatever we have, because franchise systems are organically or naturally making themselves, right, with the help of franchisees. So franchisees are working in the field, and franchisor is taking the information. So it's an evolvement, non-stop evolvement happens. So I think to get the taste of this non-stop evolvement is another talent from my point of view.
What made you choose to invest in franchising, in a franchise, and specifically in business coaching?
Maybe I can tell a quick story of it. It will inspire the people who will listen to us. I was a banker with my two partners, and we were working for Deutsche Bank with my partner Özge. And suddenly the project is canceled, what we were working. And because of my two sons, I was already very interested in the coaching business itself, but I didn't have an idea on it. So I started searching for some coaching trainings. And one day we met a person in Turkey who is very famous on the personal coaching side, and we started that training. And in it was a chance for me. With him, I established a whole franchise system from scratch. So I learned what does it mean, franchise, and how it changes the lives of really the people who wants to rewrite themselves by help of already used systems or tools or with the experience of the other people. So we went to 19 franchises and 3.4 million euro revenue, and we met Action Coach there. We invited some three Action Coach coaches for some trainings to that organization. They are still in Action Coach, dear Peg and her partner. So we started on this franchising structure by building it. And then when we met with Action Coach system, we are so impressed, I remember. However, still, we didn't went on with Action Coach directly, because Action Coach was not in Turkey. And we established our own company, which is called Go4, in 2012. and started doing business coaching. And we suddenly had a few clients. We started making good money. Our network was good. And then we understood that it is very difficult to be the chef in the kitchen and then go out and then do the service and then change the recipe according to the people and then go out and then find some clients or the guests to the restaurant. Everything at the same time, we suddenly, it was at the sixth month, we understood that, oh my God, it is impossible to go on this. So let's knock the door off Action Coach. I'm very happy, very grateful that we did it. And we wrote a message to Action Coach, Chuck Kutcher. He was one of the best coaches. And by his referral, we met with Vic Cefutelli, and then our journey started. So when I come to your question exactly, franchising is really a life-saving thing for an entrepreneur. It's life-saving, and it is like, how can I say, you pass 10 kilometers in 6 months. With a franchising, you can go in 6 days. Because everything is about just learning how to do it, duplicating the things, and then just concentrate on it. So you don't need to think about the recipes. You don't need to think about where the cutlery or the other things. We just concentrate on how to do it at the best level. So I think the best advantage of franchising is this. So that's why we decided suddenly, quickly, immediately to transfer our business to an Action Coach business here.
So if I was looking to buy a franchise or get involved with a franchise, what do you think are the questions I should be asking the franchisor that's going to sell me a franchise?
Yeah, of course. I mean, when I tell about it is a very good thing, life-saving thing, I'm talking about a good franchise system, which is successful and saving the franchisee systems. Like Action Coach, like we are having it. So the best question at the top level question is, I think the support systems. And it must be really systems, not documents, not, let's say, the things are changing according to this and this. And so it must be duplicable and applicable by really everyone. I remember when Chuck Kutcher was saying us, even a nurse can become a very good business coach with Action Coach because by the help of our systems. So it was so impressive for us. And when we jump in and when we, of course, explored in the system, we understood easily. So this is the first question. And the second question is, of course, the monetary model, financial model. Is it fair for both sides as by sharing the resources, converting the resources to value? So is it really fair for both sides, either for franchisor and the franchisee side? And maybe the third one is, what is going to be the valuation of my franchisee when I finalize a specific period of time? So is it resellable? So I think these three things are the major points from my point of view.
So I think that you've franchising, do you feel franchising has become popular in Turkey and the Turkish market and the culture?
If you see the statistics, Turkey is the biggest potential of franchising because I think it is the third third row because of the population, first of all. And the second, of course, when we say about franchisee, first thing we remember is the food industry. And it is very coinciding in Turkey, but our line, white collar franchising, is recently growing. Where even in 2012, it was not very well known, but nowadays it is okay. So people now understanding how big luxury it is. Somebody already thought your way, already put the blocks on your way to pass through the mud or whatever you can call. So now it is the safe track, isn't it? It's safe track. So in Turkey, we have a big potential also in the franchising part.
You made a quite drastic career from being from, you say, Deutsche Bank into the banking, from the banking sector into franchising, the business coaching sector. How harder, I'm sure it wasn't easy. So what do you feel were ideas you may need to share for someone making such a career move?
Okay. So I will tell on behalf of my partners as well here, because one of my partners, dear Gülnur, was already in the field and was already working with the SMEs as the branch manager. Okay, so it was one asset on one side. The other partner is the one who was managing the branches at the headquarters, Özge. And I was coming from the retail banking side, who knows all the marketing and sales systems like that. However, we had one disadvantage, a common disadvantage. Three of us, our mother and fathers were teachers. We are not coming from a commercial family. Our codes were not there. And of course, we had the codes of employees. So it took some time to adapt to the entrepreneurship. On the other side, I'm very proud of us that we started this business with our credit cards, only the credit cards. From the credit from the market. So I think we were brave because we were hardworking and we learned it on the banking side, because banking is a very demanding sector, especially in Turkey. It was, and we were in the middle of the big rise of the banking sector star years. And we are in the organization invested on a lot in terms of many things. So it was the good time to use that assets and transfer them to what we are going to do. And I generally say in my webinars that, yes, it is... we cannot affect, we cannot do something for our country's future by attending, joining some activities in the political parties. We are not coming from there. We don't know it. But we can change the destiny of our country by really helping the SME owners' life and the team's life there. And this was a brilliant attracting point for us, and we knew that how to talk to the business owners, we knew how to use some tools, we knew the money, moreover, I think we were constant learners, which banking sector gave us. These were the advantages. The disadvantage is, there were no more this drug every month that you get, as I call it, the salary. Salaries are the drugs, right? Every month, every quarter. So it is not available there. So you have to find your food, whatever. So, but we are hardworking. We handled this situation, disadvantages by really... first of all, trusting our franchisor. The second, the using the systems and learning the systems and spending a lot of time on learning. So get the benefit of being a franchise with that thing.
It's very commendable that, starting a business and jumping into it with on credit cards. And the other item that I felt that was interesting to hear is, as a woman entrepreneur, how easy was it? And you mentioned you had clients in the SME sector, but how easy was it to transcend, to be able to be accepted, to come in and coach these medium enterprises?
When we did this investment, everybody around us first really tried to stop us. Why? because they were saying this, okay, the SMEs, the business owners are generally the men, and they generally like the men's club to talk about their businesses in the evening dinners. And in Turkey, it is not very easy to have the evening dinners with the business owners. And even, can you imagine, three bankers with very smart and then long high heel shoes and then with the fancy dressings. And nobody was expecting us that we can really create a rapport or even can take a chance to have some appointments. But what we did, we closed the years. We closed the years. We believed that we can use the same language because we understand the difficulties of them. So we started with this struggle. You can't imagine how difficult places we worked. I mean, I remember we were coaching a client with Gulnur in 2 square meters with the chemical things and 3 hours. You even don't go there. Yeah. So, when there's a will, there's a way always. So we moved on like that. It was a difficult part, William. It was 2012, and nobody has no idea about business coaching in Turkey. There was one company, even I don't remember the name, and they were using the eMeet book methodology. They were a little bit doing some online coaching, but not that much. When we were just doing the cold calls and then talking to our network people, we were, kind of life coaches, right? And it took us a lot of time really to struggle this first reaction. So it was not easy, but it was enjoyable on the other side. We learned a lot. We had a lot of experience.
Well, yeah, and that is so encouraging to future franchisees in your market to feel to be able to for you to break that that barrier. And so, is there anything that you would do differently, though? If you had to start all over again today, is there anything different that you would do?
As I mentioned, we started with the credit cards. We were buying the printers. We were buying some office furniture, and our bank called us. What are you doing? Are you establishing a business? Because we see some shopping on your credit cards. We said, yes. Okay, why don't you ask a credit from us? And so why don't we help you? This was the thing. Even though we were bankers, even though we know how to finance a business idea, because of our employee mindset, we didn't start from there. So the only thing maybe we would do differently to start a little bit capital rich by using the credits. It's a matter of risk taking, you know. And the second one is we inspired a lot of women here. Our organization is 95% women franchisees here, all the coaches, and we opened the way for the women who are really trying to escape from the prison of employment on one side. I would do differently. I mean, I would take it, I would create a bigger community with the women entrepreneurs to really, we did a lot of things with BNP Paribas Bank, we did the women banking system, and we did a lot of things. But I see now there were more room to create, to inspire the women entrepreneurs to be the business coaches earlier.
So the message is to use the bank's money and not your own, right?
Yes.
But that's very admirable that you you're paving the way for the future of women in your country, and not only that, in the business itself, in the business of coaching, which is a great great example that you set. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
When we are talking on the women's side, yes, it is in such countries like us who are developing, it may be first taking into consideration the disadvantages. But on the other side, I'm a firm believer that women business coaches has a great ability to get the results comparing with the men. I know that my friends will going to react maybe to watch this when they watch this. Why? Because, you know, the women brain and then men brain are different. With women brain is peripheric. So we can see many things at the same time, and then we can cross the dots easily. So business coaching is a holistic approach. So you have to think everything at the same time. There is no ceteris paribus in the business life. So when you put this talent with that, what we see with this talent, the women brain talent, the women can put the emotion on it. So it is an emotional journey together. So I think as action coach, it is also an opportunity to attract more women, especially on the developing countries. That's why our Jamaica, those areas are so successful, because women entrepreneurship is really higher than men entrepreneurship there. So I think it can be an inspiration for all women of those countries like us. I mean, Turkey is in between, you know, we are in Europe and Asia at the same time. So if you go from Turkey to eastern part, I think this information is very valid for the women entrepreneurs.
Well, I really appreciate the time you spent with us this morning, and I wish you the greatest success going forward. And I don't think you need help, but I wish you the best. I really do.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me as well.
Thanks for joining us today, and hope you have gained some valuable insights into the world of franchising. My name is William Lesante, and I would like to invite you to the next episode of the Franchise Coach Podcast. Please make sure to like and subscribe and share with your network. Also, click the link below to learn more about franchising with Action Coach. Thank you.